You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Michael, I'm going to a networking event. I'm being offered a sponsor table. Should I purchase the table or work the room? So it's a great question. It's a great question. And I've done plenty of both. And so honestly, some of it comes down to math. So like how much is the table? And then if you do decide to go with the table, then I'm going to tell you a way. It'll piss off all the other tables, but it'll get you a lot of stuff. So I remember a group of us went to the Ohio Real Estate Investors Association Expo. And there's like, I think 1,200 people there. This is quite a few years ago. And so I'm looking around and I'm like, okay, here's what we need to do. And it was a multi-day event. And what we did was we did timed giveaways. So at like 2 o'clock, we'd be like, all right, we're about to do a giveaway. And we had bought these, you know, cheap MP3 players, but loaded them with real estate investor information. Now, at the time, we were part of a network marketing company that was based around travel. And so at I think we did either two times or three times throughout the day, but we would go through the crowd. All right, 2 p.m. must be present to win. We'll be giving away an MP3 player loaded with information. And so two or three times a day, our table was as far as you could see. All the other tables were pissed off. They weren't happy with us because they weren't as good as marketers, period. And so what we did is we passed around a basket with all the business cards so that we could do the drawing. So you must be present to win. And then before we drew, I pitched. I had a karaoke machine and I pitched for 10 minutes, the Travel Network Marketing Company. So we got some signups on the spot, but the majority of signups we got from following up with the business cards. Okay. Now, the big thing that you have to understand is most people aren't going to buy your thing or join your thing at an event. It's going to come from follow-up. And so we got, you know, probably 10 times the signups from reaching out afterwards than we did right on the spot. Because there's a lot going on. There's a lot of competing, you know, attention things. And so, you know, that's my best advice if you are going to get the table. And if you're not going to get the table, just be a beast at getting business cards. Get as many business cards as you can. Don't worry. And just listen to them. You know, just say, hey, what is it that you do? Oh, awesome. Cool. Hey, can I get a business card? Oh, that's great, man. Well, you know, don't get into pitching your thing because you're going to get stuck with one person. I want you to get the business card of every person in there. Because why do people go to networking meetings? Like, I know some go for, you know, the wrong reasons, right? They're going to hook up, get their soulmate, or soulmate for the night, whatever. You know, there's that reason, of course, but most people go to a networking event because they want more. They want more customers. They want more business. They want more knowledge. They want more connections. And so I can work with someone that wants more. That's someone I'm going to follow up with. And I'm going to say, hey man, I saw you at the networking event yesterday and we didn't get a chance to talk in depth, but you were telling me about your commercial real estate, which I really think is amazing. Listen, I happen to work with a lot of realtors with what I do. I don't know if you're open and taking a look at what I'm doing, but you know, it wouldn't conflict with what you're doing. I could connect you with some people as well. And I'd be happy to share it with you if you'd like. And if not, no worries, no big deal. So that's the kind of thing I would say to every single business card I collected. Now, a mistake that people make is you think that when you give your business card out, it's going to lead to something. It will not. It will not. No one follows up. Nobody. No one on planet Earth follows up. And if you assume that, then you'll be quite fine. I mean, I remember having people run up to me at an event and say, oh my God, I love your stuff. Can I get your business card? Please, please, please. And I was sure, no problem. And I'd give it to them, never hear from them. People don't follow up. They're, you know, it's just, I don't know. So when you follow up, you're like the unicorn. They're like, oh my God. I would have people say, oh, you followed up. No one follows up. I'm like, I know. And they're like, wow, like I have this magical power. It's like the simplest power to ever have, but hardly anyone has it. And so I just stopped carrying business cards. I don't even know the last time I had a business card. I mean, it's been, I mean, it's probably been 10 years since I had a business card because no one follows up. I follow up. If I get your contact information, I guarantee you I follow up with you. Guarantee you. I mean, we may not do business. We may not work together, or I may not sell you anything, but I'm going to follow up with you and say, hey, it was nice meeting you. Nice catching up. Let me know if there's anything I can do. It might be something like that. And so get better at follow up if you're going to do these networking meetings, because most people aren't going to join at the actual meeting.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.